Chapter 3, Mishnah 2. So this Mishnah is going to say, what happens if you sell the shul outright? Can that be done? Ein morchen beis haknesses, you're not allowed to sell a shul, ela al tnai she'im yirtzu yechaziru. That if, on condition that if they want to return it, they can. So like they're saying, I'll sell it to you, but on condition that if we ever want it back, you know, then we're gonna take it back. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. You'll see there's three opinions in this Mishnah. The Chachamim Omrim, the rabbis say no. Moichin Oisam Mimkar Oilam. You can sell a shul permanently. Chutz Me'arba Devarim, except for four things. You're not allowed to sell a shul. The Mechatz, to be used as a bathhouse. Will a Borski, you're not allowed to sell a shul to be used as a tannery. Will a Tfilah, you're not allowed to use it for immersion. I think for a mikveh it means, with a beis hamam, you're not allowed to use it for a place of water. In other words, he says here, urinal, or another interpretation, a laundry. That's a beis hamam. That's the opinion of the rabbis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, moichin ois l'shem chatzar, you're only allowed to sell it for a courtyard. V'halakayach mashi etziyasa, and whatever the purchaser does with it, that's his problem. So, but he brings up here, the Rambam brings, we paskin like the sages. So you are allowed to sell a shul. You can deconsecrate a shul. And I mean, as we've seen, shuls get sold, you know. You are allowed to sell a shul. They deconsecrate the shul, but you're not allowed to sell it for one of these things. It's not allowed to sell it to be used for something that's like disgusting.